Jack's adventure is merely the frolic of a 14-year-old girl, yet he also said he is planning my wedding, which will take place upon my return. It grieves me that I still fear my own father, and that I must marry the man he chooses. But such is the destiny of a daughter in the royal house of Ptolemy. Who this husband will be, I do not know.
The fact that Cleopatra doesn't know who her husband-to-be is may seem odd, but at that time it was very common. Arranged marriages, where the husband or wife was chosen by an individual's parents, were all about political power, especially for a member of the royal family like Cleopatra. Cleopatra's father would probably want her to marry a ruler from a country that could help Egypt. Keep going in the middle of page 173 with the new entry dated 12 Junius.
12 Junius, aboard the royal barge Isis. The heat of my Egypt burns down on us all day, but there is shade under our canopy and a slight breeze off the water. Rowers strain against the river's strong current, sometimes helped along when a favorable wind catches our sail. I am pleased to be once again on a voyage, seeing new things, but this time I am not frightened of what lies ahead or worried how others will receive me. Olympus has arranged a desk up here by the mast, which is where I now sit. He does not bother me when I am writing, nor I him, for he is keeping a medical journal. We take turns rotating the hourglass. I look up to see the banks of the Nile slip by. Flocks of herons and flamingos